أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم. In the previous ayat, from the beginning of the surah, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala took four oaths, qasams, in order to make a statement which then we can understand how true and how correct that statement is. And we do understand that it is the word of Allah which is absolutely true and 100% correct. Allah has revealed it in the Quran Sharif, so we can understand further that how perfect that word is. Then Allah Ta'ala has taken qasam, has taken oath on this, that makes it even more stronger how true these words are. The two qasams were with regard to material things, that is the fig and the olive. And these are very great and essential for good health. So as far as our outward conditions are concerned, Allah took qasam of that. Then as far as our spirituality is concerned, Allah Ta'ala took qasam of the honorable land of Baitul Muqaddas and the land around there, Tur Sina, and also Baitullah Sharif, the Kaaba Sharif, Makkah Sharif. And these are those places where the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam abound. And Allah's wahi came repeatedly in these places by Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam, visiting these places continuously. So how blessed those places are also. So Allah Ta'ala, for our material things also and our spiritual things also, Allah Ta'ala has taken the qasams. And then for what the qasam was taken, that Allah Ta'ala says that man has been created in the best of forms. That is, his physical outward dunya aspect also, we have created him most perfectly, and his spirituality also. That means the capacity Allah has given us, that as far as dunya also is concerned, a person can have the best life. And as far as spirituality is also concerned, he can have the best life also. And that is so much he can, in his spirituality he can advance, that he will, even the malaika will make sajda to him in respect of his honor. As Allah Ta'ala had made the malaika make sajda to the father of all mankind, Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, in respect of him, and as he was a Nabi of Allah, his outward features were also all perfect, and his spirituality was also all perfect. So man has been blessed with these capacities. Now it is up to him to use it and reach this great position. As far as his dunya's life also is concerned, he can have the greatest of ease and comfort and honor. Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ. We have granted great honor and great respect to the children of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. That is, Allah has put within us and imbued us and empowered us with those qualities that in our dunya's life, our physical aspect, we can aspire and reach the highest position. And more than that, in our spirituality, we can reach also the highest heights and the greatest position. Now it is for us that Allah Ta'ala has sent the wahi, the final revelation, the Quran Sharif, which is the most perfect, most comprehensive of all the kalam of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. On top of that, Allah Himself has taken the promise to save God and protect this message so that it reaches us all the time in its pristine purity. So we have that with us. Now it is for us to apply ourselves physically also, whatever if we live our life according to the instructions of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his lifestyle, we will reach this great physical and dunya's perfection also, comfort and ease also, which is called briefly in the Quran Sharif, hayatan tayyiba, a great respectable and enjoyable life if we follow that. And as far as spirituality is concerned, then if we use that also all correctly, then we can reach those heights which the malaika also cannot reach. So Allah has imbued man with all these capacities. And on the other hand, we read in front, and if we abuse it, then what is the condition of man? In this dunya also, as that aside, akhirat also. So it is all up to us that this great revelation that has come to us, and the beautiful sunnah tariqah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is a proven way. Our dunya's life will also be made, our akhirat's life also will be made. May Allah give us the tawfiq to understand, ponder about this, and really bring it into our lives so we get the maximum benefit. Allah from His side has given us the full potential. Now it is just for us, and everything is on the dasturkhan. It is just like we have been invited for a meal. We did not have to prepare the meal, we didn't have to do anything. Everything was placed there. All we had to do was now eat it. So Allah has given us the whole of deen, everything ready made. Now it is just for us to practice upon it, and we will get all this benefit. And if we choose to leave that meal alone, and we rather go to the toilet and go and eat feces there, and go and drink urine there, then that is our destruction. So Allah has made it very clear for us. May Allah give us that understanding, the tawfiq. May He be kind and guide us that we enjoy this great spiritual food which Allah has given us, and we enjoy the results of it also in every way. Wa akhiru da'wana.